We will now take up action on Senate Bill 42, an act to provide for the increase of certain fees for Cosmetology Commission. Gosh, is this finally get a bill to raise fees? Welcome.
Good morning. Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. My name is Susan Mongey. I'm the Executive Secretary for the Cosmetology Commission. Basically, we're asking to raise just certain fees. The revenues from our fees are not meeting our expenses to provide the licenses and the services that are being demanded of us. And as I said, we're only asking that certain fees be increased in order to meet those costs that are associated with that license or service. Presently, all our fees are at their maximum under current statute. The last legislative change was in 1986. If you look at Senate Bill 42, page 1, line 8 and 11 deal with our examination fee. We're asking that that be increased from $20 to $60. The present cost of our exam is $27.50. That's what we're paying the national company for the exam, for just the paperwork and scoring. So we're already losing money on just a $20 fee that we're requiring. The fee must pay the cost of examiners, examiner training, the exam paperwork, the scoring, and also the security mailing. In addition, some candidates wish to take the written part of the examination by computer, which the computer company says is going to cost $60 per test. The computer exam gives immediate scoring results, which are important to some candidates. On the second page, the reciprocity service, that's line 8. The reciprocity service is for those people who are moving to South Dakota and applying for a South Dakota license. We are asking to raise that fee from $50 to $100 due to the increased paperwork and staff time. Unfortunately, fraud has made the careful checking of paperwork very essential for us. Line 10 is a certificate. These are people moving away from South Dakota, unfortunately. Presently, the fee is $5. We are asking to raise it to $20. The certification is now required by every state. It proves a person's licensure. Again, there's been fraud in that case, and it's costing us more in staff time and in storage of records, so we're asking for an increase. We also want to join a national database, and that will cost us additional funds. The fees that I just mentioned are one-time only fees. The next ones on lines 17, 18, 19, and 20 deal with beauty shop licenses. These are annual fees. We are asking for an increase in salon licenses. The state travel cost reimbursements have increased, and that has increased our costs to travel to inspect salons. There are over 1,500 active salons in South Dakota, and we inspect them once a year for safety and sanitation. We also do education at the same time. So if there's something that's dealing with safety and sanitation, like AIDS, we educate the cosmetologists at that time. The final increase that we're asking for is on page 3. This is a fee for a lapsed license. If someone does not renew their license before the deadline, then there is a late renewal fee, and it's we ask it to go from $5 to $10. As I said, all these are one-time only fees except for the beauty shop fees, which are our annual fees. If you have any questions, I'd be glad to answer them, but we hope we have your support for these increased fees.
Thank you, Susan. Okay. Any other proponents? Senate Bill 42. Proponents for Senate Bill 42. Seeing none, are there any opponents? Senate Bill 42. Opponents. Seeing none, are there any committee questions? Representative Volandra.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Susan, what do you call the people who pierce ears and noses and
We don't deal with that.
You guys don't deal with that?
No, not covered by our law.
Okay.
The body piercing.
No wonder I didn't see it. Thank you.
No, we don't.
Any questions? Representative Solem.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On line 8, page 1, operator examination fee, $60, is when a beauty operator is going to be licensed, the operator has to appear before the board. Is that right?
Right. Mm-hmm. This is an exam. It's a national exam on safety and sanitation. We're not that concerned with how well they do their styles, but we're more concerned with how they handle their scissors, for example, or the razor, or blood spills, and that's what this test is for.
Follow-up question?
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. And in that area, this is for beauty operators that have just graduated from a cosmetology school. Is that right?
That's right.
And one more.
Okay.
And how many of those graduates do you examine per year about?
It's around 200.
Any other questions? Thank you. Seeing no more further questions, we will close the committee for and public testimony to discussion and or action on Senate Bill 42. Representative Peterson.
I had my longest email on this particular subject about 3 weeks ago. And it was from Dorothy Johnson in Arizona. And, of course, Dorothy's husband, Jewel Johnson, served with me in the Transportation Committee here for about 10 years, I guess. And she explained to me that the reason for it is they just flat have to tax themselves more to pay for what they have to do themselves. And that's basically what this bill is.
Mr. Chairman, I move to pass.
Representative Brown moves to pass, seconded by Representative Peterson. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, do pass on motion on Senate Bill 42. All those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the Secretary will call the roll.
Bagalka?
Aye.
Roderick? Brown?
Aye.
Glenske?
Aye.
Hansen?
Aye.
Madsen?
Aye.
Nesselhoff? Olson? Peterson?
Aye.
Solem?
Aye.
Valandra?
Aye.
Siebert?
Aye.
Canoe?
Aye. I do pass motion. 10-0.
I move consent.
Consent motion by Representative Brown. Second by Representative Solem. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It was on consent. Representative Peterson, since you know quite a bit about this, would you handle it in the caucus?
Boy, I'm sure I don't know much about it, but I will sure do it.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, Harry had nothing to do with it.
We will now begin.